The Memoir Series, a selection of memoirs by summer citizens and students participating in the 4-Minute Memoirs course at Utah State University.
Coming back home. Growing up mid-century as we did, we lived in a room in our family home in high school or in a dorm room at college. We probably had a roommate, a brother or sister at home, or a friend at college. Life was simple. Studies, friends, new experiences, a good life being anticipated. We probably thought of home as the place our parents lived and where we had grown up. But it was a place we had a feeling for. Happy or not, it was home. Then at some point, we began to view it as an investment. But who lives in an investment? We couldn't wait to move out of our first apartment and get some appreciable property. The bigger, the better. Remember all those 70s homes built of tissue paper? 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and a family room. Thousands of them. We were into quantity. Quality is what was left behind, the sacrifice we didn't yet understand. Maybe we found a bigger place, or a small plot of land in the country, some acreage maybe. Then some rental property. Trade up. Use the equity gain to buy more. Inflation, appreciation, tax advantages. Getting a leg up. The American dream. So who lives in an investment? Did we forget something? Where we live and how is too important to subordinate to financial gain. When did having more square feet begin to mean more happiness? 2 bathrooms are great, but someone has to clean them. 3 baths, more cleaning. Are we nuts? And all that grass, acres upon acres of grass. Someone could play a round of golf through our neighborhoods, and we would barely notice. Now we have the McMansions, ever bigger and fancier. If this is too much, buy a condo. Have a pool without the pool guy. Buy on a golf course. Then they don't have to play golf through your neighborhood anymore. Then as a bonus, more grass. Maybe ownership is overrated. Ask the people who are upside down on their mortgages. The American dream underwater. In Arizona, where the ground is flat and the sun always shines, there are roads that stretch out into the desert, miles in all directions. Every few miles, there's a new mall or office complex. Many are empty, and the ones with tenants are far from full. Ask yourself, why do we need so many Home Depots? Simple. It's to service all these cheap-built homes, offices, and stores, and all that grass. Where did all these investment properties go? Well, they're still there, except now they're 20, 30, or even more years old. Banks own a good share of them. Do you remember when you could go out and have a selection of nice homes to choose from? Now there are few homes actually for sale. Most of the many empty houses we see around are in foreclosure. That'll keep them empty for a while. Many are short sales. This is a long process in which the bank has an agreement with the owner to buy down the mortgage if they agree to sell them. This may take months or even years. It is a wearing down process. If you want a decent home in a good neighborhood and be able to move in anytime soon, be prepared to bid for it. They are in short supply. There are plenty of worn-out junk, though, where the grass outside is dry and shaggy and the carpet inside is damp and shag. Some say you can never go back home. I think when we find a room in a house where we are loved and we start thinking of it as our home, then finally we will be back home again. This is Brian Gage, UPR Radio.
This has been a memoir from the Memoir Series, a selection of memoirs by summer citizens and students participating in the 4-Minute Memoirs course at Utah State University. To hear more of these memoirs, check out upr.org.